Attention here to the Media Center. We're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availabilities following the 37th annual ALSCO 300, NASCAR Xfinity Series race, and opening race of the NASCAR Xfinity Series Dash for Cash. We're joined here by our race-winning driver, driver the number 20 Ream Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, Christopher Bell, by his crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe, and we're also joined by the VP of Brand Partnerships for Comcast, Matt Lederer. First, Christopher, congratulations. Tell us about those last 25 or so laps. It looked a little bit crazy out there.
Yeah, the last 25 were really probably some of the calmest laps I had out there, except I was pretty loose. So, but the longer we ran, my car just kept getting better and better and better. And I don't know, that was kind of the motto of our weekend. We never really fired off super fast, but over the long run, we were really, really good. And especially when the top came in, that thing was rolling around there really nice.
Jason, I know over the course of the race, we saw the leader running high, running low, back and forth. From you, from the crew chief perspective, what kind of calls are you making and what's going through your mind as the race winds down?
Well, Chris, after practice yesterday, Christopher and I were talking about it. I think this is the best that I've seen the track as far as top lane to bottom lane. Just the parity between both, you know, allowing the guys to race and work through lap traffic. I think it made for a great race today. So whatever the application was they did on the bottom and the tire that Goodyear brought, I thought this was one of the better Bristol races in a while. They're all good, don't get me wrong, but I thought this was a good one for sure.
Excellent. Matt, I know this week Comcast announced that you're bringing back the Internet Essentials donation as part of the Dash for Cash program. And this year, those donations are going to be in each community to a veteran services organization. Can you talk a little bit more about that aspect of the program?
Yeah, we love the platform that Dash for Cash provides, not just to reward, you know, drivers like Christopher, but also to reward the local communities where the races are held. So this year, over the course of the four Dash for Cash races, we'll be donating $120,000, $30,000 per market, to a local veteran services organization with the intent of setting up an Internet Essentials digital rally point. Internet Essentials is an offering that we have to get internet into the homes of lower income families. We're a digital first world now, and it's really important that they have that. We're extending that now to the veteran community as well. So since 2010, we've hired over 15,000 veterans, reserves, spouses of veterans, and 6 million people have been connected through Internet Essentials. So this year, in each of these markets, veteran service organizations will set up these hubs. There'll be locations for veterans to go who maybe don't have the wherewithal to have computers and internet. Go to a location where they'll be able to be connected, search for a job, look up their medical history, connect with other veterans. In addition, Comcast will be creating programs and classes at each of these to help the veteran acclimate back into civilian life. So we're really proud. We love taking advantage of the opportunity that Dash for Cash provides. It's been embraced so well by the drivers and by the community and by the tracks, and we're really proud of the offer.
Excellent. We'll open it up to questions now. We'll start, if you have questions for Matt, we'll go to him first, and then we'll go to our race-winning team. So if we have any questions for Matt, if not, we'll set him free. So, Matt, I think you're free to go, sir. Thank you.
Congrats again, guys. Seriously, yeah. Thank you. It's an honor to be able to race for that.
I appreciate that. Good job.
And we'll start down here with questions for our race-winning team. We'll start here with Jacob, and then we're going to go to the press box.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport Magazine. Christopher, two for you. First, after a day where you struggled as much as you did in the first half, is it more rewarding to come back and be strong and take it to them late? And then what are you going to do with the $100,000 now that you actually have it in your hands?
Well, where was it? Vegas, Phoenix. I was really, really fast early, and I didn't finish good. So it was good to have a race where we finished and capitalized on that. But really, even the first run of the race, I got mired back in traffic, but I was faster than everybody I was around. I knew our pit crew was really good, and just trying to take care of my car. So we were kind of in a hornet's nest there, and there were a bunch of opportunities that I had to make moves on guys whenever I was back in that 7th to 10th range. But I decided not to just because I didn't want to crash. And, you know, it's pretty easy to make it three wide on somebody. And, you know, if you make it three wide, you're either going to complete the pass or you're going to crash, one or the other. So There were just a bunch of opportunities like that going through lap traffic that, man, it was right there and I could have done it, but I decided not to just because I knew that there was a lot of race left. My pit crew is going to help me out, and we had a really good car. So getting stuck in the back like that at the beginning of the race, I wasn't too concerned about it. And then once we got up front, obviously this thing was really, really fast on the long runs. And I was a little bit nervous when we had that yellow with 30 to go because I didn't know if that was going to be enough time. And then it worked out perfect with our teammate staying out. I was able to get cleared up behind him. And then, you know, he obviously did a great job on older tires. But for him to win the race with that old tires was going to be pretty difficult. Ah, man, I don't know. I need to look and see how much I get of it first. But, I don't know. I'm definitely going to have a sprint car at some point, so it'll probably go to that.
We're going to go upstairs to the press box, then we'll come back down here. Go ahead, press box.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. You said fighting a loose car early on. What measures do you take to get car balance for the final segment? I'd like to have a follow-up, please.
Well, you know, it was hard to tell, you know, how our car was going to stack up in the first stage because we were, you know, as Christopher mentioned, we were kind of back in traffic the whole time. And then at the end of the second stage, he drove it back up through there, and I think we finished third. And at that point, the car was really quick. So we didn't want to do too much to it. We knew that at that point it was fast enough to win. And we didn't want to spend any extra time on pit road. But this is a track that, you know, I just came in from outside, and it's pretty warm out there. And as much rubber as on this racetrack, it changes pretty quick, especially at the end of these races. And sometimes it's a, you know, you can have the best car at one point in the race, and if you don't go the right direction or you go too far, then you put yourself with a fifth-place car. So we made some small adjustments to try to tighten it up at the end, but we didn't do a lot to it.
We'll come downstairs.
And Bell, are you surprised? Sorry.
Go ahead, Lee.
It's Tom. Bell, are you surprised it took you this long to win at the Bull Ring, given how good you are on short tracks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to win them all, but my first Xfinity, well, in trucks, I struggled here. I never had a truck race where I was competitive, so. That being aside, I've had three Xfinity races now, and the first race last year I was really, really competitive before crashing, and then the second race I was close. I ran second, so no, I mean, I'm not really surprised that it took me that long to win, but it's definitely a racetrack that I really enjoy, and it's probably P1 on my favorite list.
We're going to come downstairs over here, and then we'll go back up to the press box. Go ahead.
Christopher, can you take us through that win and move? You sort of went low, and then your teammate goes to block, and then you go high and find a way around him. I know you had a little fresher tires still, the move that you made there.
Yeah, he did a great job. He really did. This place, for whatever reason, suits his driving style. He should have won this race last year. So he was really, really good. He did a good job on the restart, getting out front there, and then he just couldn't quite hang on those older tires. As my air pressures built up, I was able to kind of run them back down, and then you know, he just wasn't good enough to hold me off. But I knew I was going to have to do kind of the slide job and then hopefully take the top away, which I was able to do.
We'll go back up to the press box. Go ahead.
Christopher, Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires tight. This place obviously pretty historic, but you were talking about winning that sword. What are your plans for that sword? It has cool trophies here.
Yeah, it'll go up with my other trophies, and I love that thing, man. It's Jason's had one sitting in his office ever since he moved to the Xfinity shop, so I've been looking at that sucker for a year and a half now, and now I get my own.
Do we have additional questions in the press box?
I believe that's it.
All righty. Downstairs, additional questions for our race-winning team? We'll come over here to Zach and then Jacob again.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. For Christopher, this puts you back in to the Dash for Cash field for Richmond. How encouraged are you for running there, given you guys' past performance there?
Yeah, I love going to Richmond. It's really not one of my favorite racetracks, but for whatever reason, it fits our cars, and our cars are really, really fast there. So it's good. I haven't seen the driver lineup for the Dash for Cash there, but obviously winning both the races there gives me a lot of confidence. And that's a big crash right there. But, I have a lot of confidence going in there, and I'm liking the way that this Dash for Cash deal works. If you run well, you're able to continue on.
We'll stay over here to the left to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speedsport Magazine. Jason, in year two of working with this cat, you know, what has it been about working with Christopher that's really clicked for you as a crew chief? What do you enjoy about working with him?
He likes to win. I think that's what I enjoy the most. But, you know, super talented, obviously. I think, you know, everyone saw that. Another example of that today. And so that, you know, that keeps myself and the team motivated and, you know, driving forward and putting the long hours in, because we know when we get to the racetrack, he's gonna get in there and will that thing. So, and he's just, he's a great guy on and off the racetrack, and we really enjoy working with him, and obviously winning's fun too.
We have any additional questions for our race winning team? Gentlemen, congratulations. We'll see you next week in Richmond.